Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Home Slices. You're about to hear a new Metal Injection live cast, but before we get to that, there's been a lot of talk lately of obsessive fans of the show's talking cast members, and I'd like to address it right now. Groban, leave me alone. I don't love you anymore. Got it? Here's the show.
Yeah, Groban. Damn it, Groban!
That's actually how it was spelled in the little data entry card, G-R-O-W-B-A-N.
Groban.
I want to make sure Blandy got it right.
Grow up or we'll ban you. You get piece it? Of shit!
Okay, don't call him that.
No good, motherfuck it.
Doesn't look like he's in the chat.
Low-life son of a bitch!
Welcome, everyone, to the first Metal Injection livecast of 2011 or 2011,
woo,
depending on how you speak.
I say 2011.
2-0 double hockey sticks.
I say 2011.
2011? That doesn't work. That would be
just roll with it.
That would be 2011.
I say the Duzilch uno uno, bro. What do you think? You like that? Is gonna catch some fire.
The deuce double uno?
No, never mind. Let's skip it.
Deucer. How do you say it in Spanish, Darren?
What, 2011?
That's what I said.
2011.
Boring. Boring. Too much.
Anyway.
So yeah, it's the first one.
What was that? What was Chuck Blandington talking about there on that bumper?
What do you mean?
Well, this week, Noah found herself added to a Wikipedia entry.
Is she now?
No, why don't you tell the story?
I found myself added to the Bensonhurst Wikipedia page, and at first I thought it was really funny because it cited me as a notable person that lives in Bensonhurst, and also cited me as the host of the Metal Injection livecast and adult film actress.
And that part's not true, right?
No, absolutely. Well, not, I mean...
She's only a co-host.
Hey!
comedy.
Ah!
I wouldn't say, yeah.
I have been in films, but not anything that has been public.
I see. Are you joking, or have you really?
Whoa, let's talk about
that. And that I didn't know.
Some amateur stuff.
That's a yes.
If any of our listeners are hackers,
yeah,
get on that.
Can we see anything on XTube or anything like that?
No.
All right.
I mean, I hope not. Not that I know of.
you know, that could be an opportunity, because if you do like some kind of book signing and you're a porn star one day, you can play our live cast before your signing, just like they did at the Shadows Fall concert.
Did you know? Have you looked on Fapit.com to make sure you're not on there? Fapit.com.
No, I didn't even know about Fapit.com.
Really?
That's the whole beginning of the last show.
I don't listen to you.
That wasn't funny.
It wasn't the beginning of the show, actually. It was during the behind the scenes.
No. Oh.
Which would have been the
Yeah, but that's show. All like girls and stuff. And that's pictures. I don't
no.
know.
You're not
oh, so you've only done video, no pictures.
But I think there's like dick pics and stuff on there if you want. It's just people put anything they want.
Yeah. You search a tag, you find it.
Plus, you like looking at naked girls anyway.
But I don't really waste my time with pictures. I prefer video.
Yeah. She's of the modern age.
Yeah, thanks, Sid.
Digital baby.
Yeah.
You do a lot of red tube and all that? Whatever.
I don't know what that is. So anyway, back to the...
UJizz is the best video.
UJizz? Why? What's the advantage of UJizz?
The video quality is better than the other ones, and there's a larger variety. It's
Rob,
frequently updated.
Look up UJizz and tell me how the compression rate is.
All right.
You guys have never heard of UJizz?
What's that other one?
I never heard of
X-Hamster or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, X-Hamster.
I've never heard of X-Hamster. That's good quality. You can watch it on your
All right,
mobile
I love the logo, because it's basically the YouTube logo with the red area having jizz all over it.
Oh.
I gotta say that.
Pretty clever.
Bookmarking.
I'll guess two chicks and a lucky man and a lucky men.
Hey, it's not loading for me.
I'll go to that one. In the Google search, the link for UJizz is purple. I think I must have been there.
Yeah.
Probably from Reddit, honestly, because you just click porn things randomly from Reddit.
UJizz before.
I didn't know what the name of the site was.
All right, it's loading.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the quality is surprisingly good.
Wow.
Video screen is bigger
there it
than.
Is.
I just saw the logo. It's you described it very accurately.
It takes a little while to load some of the videos.
Oh, I think I'm going to save this for later.
You can download?
Click
yeah.
on the guy with the luchador mask.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at right now.
Wait, can you skip? You can even skim, people.
Wow.
You don't even have to wait for the whole thing to load.
I'm telling
you,
UJizz is the way to go.
Does this mean that the Metal Injection Livecast endorses UJizz?
We're going to set up a webmaster account.
There's a face-sitting video on the front page.
Rob, why don't you give out the website?
metalinjection.net.
.000000
Oops. I was playing a UJizz video. Sorry, I got carried away.
Oh, my. Okay, I can't be looking at this right now.
All
right,
so no, get back to your story. All right. So, just to recap, can I interrupt? I'm sorry. I know I'm doing another sidetrack here,
okay.
But I want to know how you discovered that you were on Wikipedia.
I just found it. I searched my name.
She Googles herself.
Okay.
So
you were just searching Wikipedia randomly one day?
No, I wanted to see what information was out there on me. I want to make sure that, my information is hidden so that no one can find out my phone number or anything strange like that.
Oh, I could tell people.
As Rob and I were having an IM discussion about this, and we came to the conclusion that you Google alert yourself.
I don't know how to set up Google alerts.
It's very simple. You go to www.google.com/alerts, and then they give you a step-by-step process of how you can get weekly emails about any search term.
I was just picturing her sitting in her bedroom typing, please, Google, give me any relevant links about me. Anything about me. I want to look at it. But no, but that's wrong. I feel like,
Wait, listen.
All right, go ahead.
At first, I thought it was really funny to be a part of the Bensonhurst Wikipedia page. And then we went out for your birthday, and I got home because I erased Adult Film Actress, and I wanted to see if whoever put that on there originally had added Adult Film Actress after I erased it. And instead of that, they added Adult Film Actress and Sean's
Fluid Depository.
Yes, Fluid Depository.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a real job?
Nice.
So while
that's
I thought...
creepy.
Yeah, I mean... It's kind of funny, but it's also not because I do, I do work, and I can't have that kind of stuff.
Well, I don't think anything can be the butt of a joke, you know what I mean? But, like, it's, it, you know, we can, like, for example, we do 9/11 jokes, you know. Nothing funny about 9/11, but the fact that someone would, like, I feel like the invasion of personal privacy trumps the fact that it's funny. Because it is funny, I'm not even going to lie, but, I mean, like, to do that to somebody is kind of fucked up, you know?
It's definitely a Mark David Chapman kind of situation.
It seems like maybe if someone you knew did it, you know, it would be different.
Yeah.
Just to prank you. But, like, someone randomly, I don't know.
And the fact that it was, like, altered again after I erased it.
Yeah, well.
That means they were just sitting there refreshing.
So did it go back to...
I haven't really checked it today. I hope not.
All right, let's
do it
on
the air. Talking about it now, probably every listener has gone on and made their own edits.
Yeah.
Wait, so...
Noah has her own page now, her own wiki page.
There's no results
for Noah Avior on Wikipedia anymore.
Well, what about the one she left there?
Well, no, I just erased it, like, all of it.
She showed up in the search before.
Oh, okay.
Do we know?
So nobody has admitted to it yet.
Hmm.
Was it the pizza destroyer?
I don't know. Is he clever enough to do that? Does he even know that Noah lives in Bensonhurst?
He does now.
Yeah.
That could only lead to bad things.
That's funny.
Chabad Lubavitch Rabbi says it was the mongoose commander.
Uh-oh. Where do you get your information?
But he also said that I did it.
Oh.
But I want to go on record and say I'm a prick, not a creepy weirdo.
Yeah, he would just say that to Noah's face. He wouldn't...
In fact, he does.
You are my fluid depository.
In fact, by the way, someone named Chabad Lubavitch Rabbi is not allowed to call anyone weird. So I just like to throw that out there. That's kind of as weird as it gets.
Well, I think we kind of did almost figure it out, but I'm not going to say who I think it is. Just because I don't think it's right.
What?
Rob and I were able to track down the IP address.
Yeah, whoever actually did it doesn't realize that Wikipedia logs all the edits that you make to the file, and they log your IP address with that. And it's very easy to take the IP address, put it into a IP backtracer.
You backtraced it, bro?
That's right, 131.587.663. We're on to you.
Comma zero.
Yeah,
we called
the cyber police.
We backtraced it.
Well, Rob was my cyber police.
I was totally the cyber. I felt like I was a total hacker by doing things that were publicly available to anybody with the common knowledge.
I was impressed.
Yeah.
To use it.
I was impressed.
He done goofed up. No, but maybe it's not that he or she doesn't know that. Maybe they just don't care and want to be caught.
Maybe. And we've pretty much narrowed it down to one possible person.
Right.
What area were they from? Arizona?
Let's not say that.
Australia?
I don't think it's kind of obvious.
It was not Norway. It was not Australia.
India?
It was not Arizona.
India.
Just say we know who
did it.
It
was in America.
It was Avidya. No.
Was it Nina? Was it really Nina?
No, it wasn't Nina. What? Coming back with a vengeance. I haven't been on the air for months. Get Noah.
Nina commented that me and Sid are both very charming.
Where did she comment?
On New Year's Eve on my Facebook page.
Oh, wow. Underage.
She didn't put it on my Facebook.
Well,
I texted you about it.
Sure, you did. Thank you for that. Yeah. You're my own personal Google alert.
Sid, guess what? We made it to uglytattoos.com.
That's Once again, I'd like to remind everyone that our phone number is 646-929-1357. If you'd like to admit to being the Noah Stalker, we'll gladly hear you out. And we will forgive you if you admit it before we call you out on it. But otherwise...
Will we? I don't know if I can forgive.
I just want them to call.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that happened. And
actually, you know, no sooner
anyone
than...
Anyone to get a free CD, by the way.
If you admit to being a stalker.
And wore my shirts.
Yeah, all Red Gordon merge.
I was going to say, no sooner than you said that, we actually got a voicemail about this issue already.
Oh, wow.
That's
well,
crazy.
Let's hear it.
And no yawns.
Oh.
I have to reroute it through the internet tubes. And,
Do we need to get Al Gore on the phone?
I don't know. He invented it, so.
All this media scrutiny is getting to me. I have to admit it. I, Ken Pierce, altered Noah's info on Wikipedia. I thought it would make her love me.
Oh, see? Why do all our voicemails sound robotic like that? That's what I don't understand.
It's a special processing.
What we have is a processor that takes the voicemail and it delivers it to our computer so we could play it on air.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But Chuck Blandington transcribes it and then revocalizes it.
I wish he wouldn't do that. That's just
it's such an extra step. I don't understand. it's just the studio equipment that we have. That's just how it works.
Uh-huh.
We have no way around it. We have the Pizza Destroyer on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get him on the line.
Yo,
oh, hi there.
Yo.
Hello.
Hi. I did the Wikipedia thing.
What?
I did the Wikipedia thing. Actually,
oh, yeah?
That's not true. I don't even know what's going on. I just called it randomly.
As usual.
He called in randomly. He just dialed 10 digits at random, and it happened to be our
he
show.
He dialed the first number that he remembered, and it happened to be our number.
I mean, I'm pretty used to doing it, but...
He put all 14 brain cells to use at once.
I just want to let everybody know that Ken Pierce's IP address is in the chat.
Who is Ken Pierce?
He's just a dude.
He's a guy that stalks Noah in real life.
No, he doesn't.
Should I kill him?
No!
Yes. No!
No! No.
Yeah.
Jesus. One funny thing I want to bring up about in real life, if we can just go off on a tangent right now. In real life, IRL is the acronym. Is that
right.
The word? Acronym?
Yes.
I always get them confused.
That's correct.
Yeah, with anagram. Acronym. And, okay, so IRL. So when the Pirate Bay was on trial for, illegal file transferring and whatever, they were on trial, and the lawyer was like, can you explain to me IRL? You use this a lot. This is used a lot in conversations, in emails that you guys have back and forth. And the Pirate Bay guy had the most hilarious response. His response was, actually, I don't like using the term in real life because that signifies that anything that happens online is not real.
Right.
And it is real. We prefer the term away from keyboard.
Nah.
So AFK.
You know what's hilarious? Like, I believe it was when, like, someone cracked into Sarah Palin's email or whatever. They got Moot, like the founder of 4chan, to like testify at trial or something, and he just explained a bunch of like internet vernacular to them. It was quite funny.
Yep, it's true. Well, thank you for calling in, the Pizza Destroyer.
Thomas Hawk is the new driver of Dream Theater.
What did he say, Thomas Hawk?
I think he said San Dimas High School football rules.
Sure. No, he said Thomas Hawk is something for dinner.
I've got a new sound effect from when one of our phone calls crashes and burns, and we have to hang up on them. It's James Hetfield saying goodbye. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Goodbye. Goodbye. There we go. So we'll just we'll throw that in if you really embarrass yourself on the air,
which is likely.
So in fact, here's the first opportunity to use it. Goodbye, pizza.
Okay.
The pizza.
The pizza.
Have another caller.
All right.
I believe this is one of Sean's favorites.
Okay. Oh, who is this? Let's get him on the line.
260.
Please tell me it's Lucas.
260.
It's Lucas.
Oh, I fucking love Lucas.
Hello, Lucas.
What's up?
Nothing.
Oh, that's good. Good thing you
thanks
called in.
Thanks for calling in.
Wait, we haven't heard from him.
Wait,
like
no. What's up?
Hi, Lucas.
Hey.
Do you have something to say? Did you kill my baby today?
I can tell a joke.
Go ahead.
Oh,
please.
All right.
Enlighten. Hold on. Let's switch. And now, live from Australia, Australia's number one comedian, it's Lucas! Go.
I thought he was from Indiana.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He's on tour.
Go ahead.
All right, what's your joke?
Okay, one of you has to lift up your hand and twirl around your finger.
Too much work.
All right.
I'm doing it, Lucas. I do whatever you say.
Right,
what theater in the morning? You gotta...
Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Woo.
Oh, woohoo. Do you get it?
I get it.
What if it was an Asian person whose last name was Woo? You didn't let him finish.
All right, Luke, thanks for calling in, but just got to say... Yeah, that was worth it. Once again, our number,
I missed him.
Our number is 646-929-1357. Did anyone do anything interesting for New Year's?
I was working.
Oh.
I was banging my GF.
What now? What, were you on someone's show that you were working?
I was. I mean, really? It was really that. I was just babysitting a music feed, pretty much.
Curious. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not anything that entertaining.
I mean, sometimes you're on Playboy, you know, or Axl Rose walks by and, like, farts, you know, or something. I want to know what's going on.
No, it wasn't anything that entertaining.
What was the music that was being
said? The Disco Biscuits?
Oh, God.
Yeah, some, like, jam band.
Why?
I just got hot, you know, I was just filling in for someone.
Someone
by choice.
You had a New Year's party to go to?
I had Rob's New Year party.
No, I'm saying the someone you were filling in for probably had a New Year's party.
The original board op for that gig just bailed on him.
Because he probably had a party to go to.
I don't know what his issue is. Mm-hmm. Some weird sports guy.
Sid's trying to say they dumped all the work on you so they could.
I volunteered for it, actually.
Oh, you're really? A team player.
And I wanted to do something on the music program.
She is determined to make Sirius' stock go above 12 cents again.
Yeah. Happen all by herself.
Even
also,
if I
she
have
was,
to give my blood.
She was looking for any excuse not to go to Rob's party.
No way. Are you kidding me?
Oh, by the way, you guys.
That's guacamole.
I'm sorry.
Alone.
I'm sorry. SiriusXM is now trading at $1.65.
Oh, seriously.
All because
boom.
I worked. Yeah.
And
because
Howard Stern resigned.
Yeah.
The two
things. Well, he resigned in 2006. It went up, and then it went down to 12 cents again. So, he's the man, but he can't save your job. No, I'm sorry.
Well, for the next 5 years, he saved my job.
I guess.
Well, yeah, like Noah mentioned, I threw a party at my place, and it was actually the first time I had ever thrown a party ever
in your life
in the history of. I've had get-togethers, but I've never had like a full-blown party.
Was there a conga line?
Fuck. Knew I forgot something.
Did you play Limbo?
No, none of that. None of that.
Wait, did you even end up going?
No, because I got out of work too late.
Yeah.
Did
like,
you end up going?
No, I couldn't get out of the Upper West Side.
Limbo.
But yeah, it was kind of weird. It was kind of weird because like the first people to show up that weren't like Frank and Jenny were people who I didn't even know.
Oh no.
So I like opened the door and I'm like, "Who are you?" They're like, "We're here for the party."
Maybe someone in the metal injection chat posted it on Wikipedia.
And I was like, yeah, there's a party. And then like, and then you were like, oh, there's some people upstairs that are with us that you might know. Mm-hmm. And then they told me, you know, who like told them about the party. And I was like, oh, okay, sure. And then of those people, like five people come in. I don't know any of these people, five or six people come in. And then out of nowhere, behind all of them is Bob Meadows, the singer of A Life Once Lost.
Whoa.
Who just shows up to my party and I'm like, dude, what are you doing here? What are you
really?
Doing here, bro?
He followed the other people. That's
yeah, it turns out he is going out with a girl who lives in the area. Mm-hmm.
She's hot.
Or I assume. Yeah, she was a pretty lady.
You guys in a band, man. What do you think?
Not
a band, I can't.
So that was kind of cool. And then in a little bit of an awkward moment, A Life Once Lost came up in my playlist just as he was.
Oh no.
Worse than wearing the shirt of the band.
I'm going to change it.
Why? That you were spontaneously playing his
well,
band?
Well, it definitely, yeah, sure.
That's an ego boost.
But then later on, he complimented me on my playlist. Because it was all like
because he was
lost.
In it.
It was a Life Once Lost rock box. But yeah,
all 43 songs.
At one point, there were like 20 or 30 people, and I knew maybe 10 or 15
in
of them.
In your place?
In my place.
Get out of
yeah,
here.
Yeah, totally.
It was just everyone is like chest to back.
No,
chest.
No.
Is any silverware missing?
No, everyone was very well behaved.
Do you have silverware?
I do have some silverware.
Plasticware.
It's all,
okay.
Only the plasticware was out. I kept all my silverware hidden.
Good thinking.
Did you clean up before they got there? At least?
Of course, at least.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Anybody fuck in the bathroom?
Oh, not on my watch.
Didn't you say you were going to have Jenny's foot pussy boy over to clean?
The day before, at the live cast last week, we were joking about that, where Jenny would get over.
I couldn't remember if that was
boys
on the air or not.
But, yeah, because we helped Jenny dig her car out last week after
the
show.
And I was about to die. I was on death's door from being sick.
And
what I've been told, Rob put up a big stink about helping, and Noah ended up doing most of the work.
Yeah. I ended up pushing the car.
I'll let you
car.
Guess who told me that story.
No, I still pushed the car, but I was like dropping dead.
No, Darren really was
well,
like, guys, I think I'm going to faint.
Actually, I had to run back inside to go barf.
First of all, Jenny only asked me to dig out the car, and I was like, I'm not going to do this. No. But then once other people agreed...
Oh, so you're a follower.
Sure.
Well, I'll take it.
No.
I'll take it. And then when we came out, the first time without you, Noah, we didn't have any utensils, like
I
a shovel or anything.
I told you to take the shovel.
Yeah, all we had was salt in our feet.
And a ladle.
And muscles.
And obviously your muscles didn't work.
And then when you came out, Noah, I believe I did most of the shoveling. You did the directing and the sweeping and the picking. But I was the one doing the heavy-duty
job.
The heavy-duty shoveling, all right? All right. So.
True, but the only reason why you did it is because I made you feel bad. Because I was like...
Yeah,
because
you didn't want Jenny
go.
To sleep over. Jenny could have slept over, then she could have got someone else to have done it in the morning. But you were so adamant about not having her sleep over that you're like, no, let's go. I'm going to go shovel you out. And then I was like, well, if Noah's going to, I'm not going to let Noah shovel Jenny's car out. She's sick.
Yeah, my plan totally worked.
You guilted me into doing manual labor.
Yeah.
But it's all right because I ended up enjoying it and I felt pretty good afterwards.
Yeah, and it was a good. Collaboration, I thought.
Yeah.
I think after we detached your giant mezuzah from the door, it was easier to shovel with that. That was the thing that's what made the difference.
Yeah, scooping the snow with my mezuzah.
Well, listen, you have such a gigantic one that it's...
But yeah, going back to my party... Going back to my party for a second, it was really weird throwing a party because I was never, like, it was the first time I was at a party and I was like... on full alert.
Yeah, you were the host.
Yeah. It was very weird to be like, what are they doing? Are they breaking something? Are they doing... And then, like, after a while, I obviously chilled out because I realized that these people are normal.
And you smoked a lot of weed?
No. I really tried to pace myself for the first 2 hours. After midnight, a bunch of people left, so then I was, like, more... It was just people that
well,
I...
Well, Jenny made her weed guac.
Here's the funniest thing. Jenny showed up early, and she really helped me out a lot. She, like... bought a bunch of food, bought a bunch of like cold cuts, like fresh cold cuts by a deli at her house. And she like set it out really nicely. She made guacamole for the party, guacamole.
Was it extra green or does that matter?
No. It was actually, brown. You actually couldn't even taste the weed in it. She did an amazing job.
Yeah.
And everybody was raving about it. And like, so then everything is all set up and like the party is about to kick off. And then Jenny's like, I want to smoke. I haven't smoked all day. And then we smoke. She takes a 30-minute nap.
And she then took a nap in your house?
She took a nap in my house. Well, I don't know, 30 nap, 15, 20 minutes. And then she got up and left. Like right as the party started. When that first crew of 7 people came in, she was just like, all right, this isn't working for me. I'm leaving.
Yeah,
like,
she
never came back?
She never came back.
She texted me and she's like, I don't know anyone here and there's too many people. So I was like... doesn't matter, just stay there. You know Rob, you know Frank. She's like, no, I'm leaving. So basically she went home and she spent her New Year's Eve with me because I was talking to her on webcam at work. But like I didn't have a webcam and I didn't have sound either, so I was basically just watching her.
Did she give you a nudie show?
No.
A little striptease dancing?
PG-13?
No, she was just eating. I was watching her eat and watched...
You know there's guys that will pay for that, though.
Yeah, some people jerk off to that shit.
Fully clothed.
Yeah, no, that
girl brushing her teeth and shit.
I like crying while eating.
That's, do you?
Yeah.
Why?
No, I like watching women cry while they eat.
I saw some website that it's about a blog of pictures of women smiling and eating
salads. Yeah.
What the fuck? Who put that together? What is that?
I mean, there's a blog for everything. There's that blog with waterfalls, Tom Selleck, and a sandwich. And it's like just a bunch of photos of someone did like Photoshop manipulation of just Tom Selleck, a waterfall photo, and a sandwich together. And it's just photo after photo after photo of all these.
You mean in the same picture?
In the same picture. It's him standing like in front of a waterfall, and there's just like a sandwich somewhere in the photo.
You know what that reminds me of, though? Sid might know this. That you know Adrian Beltre of the
Red Flag?
He signed somewhere else, but he has a thing about getting touched on his head.
Okay.
And they took about 40 clips of him in the Red Sox dugout, someone touching his head, him turning around and trying to beat the shit out of them. Like, and it's like real rage. It's like they keep fucking with him because he hates
guy.
It. Every time he gets a hit or something or a homer, boom, they touch his head. He turns around, he snaps.
And now we know why he didn't stay with the Red Sox.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll do it over there, too. We'll get some more clips.
Well, he's stuck there now.
So just to conclude my story.
Sorry. I do have a cold. I apologize for my voice.
Oh, I
today.
Thought you had a deviated septum today.
No, I sound like pizza, right?
The pizza destroyer is the one asking if you have a slight cold. I mean, really?
That's
the pot calling the kettle.
I just
want to
say that I have a cold today. That's why I sound like this.
All right. Sorry. the thing I was worried about the most was somebody spilling something because, you know, whatever. And around 2 hours in, there was a spill of wine.
Get out.
Somebody spilled wine in my room, and it was me.
Directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
Good twist.
I was that guy.
Wow.
But I was like, I'm glad this is my own house.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would suck. And now,
did you kick yourself out?
I made myself clean it up right away. Oh, I was mad
at
myself.
Rub your face in it.
but then like now there's like a blue splotch in my room.
Yeah,
it's
white
nice.
Floor. Yeah,
it's nice. It's actually
is it blue.
I have no idea, but it's like
blueberry wine.
Hypnotic.
No, it was red wine. It was sangria. But I don't know. It turned blue.
His bowl of blueberry cereal.
Yeah,
it
blueberry.
But it's like a good. It's a good memory. It's a good memory of the party. Now a little splotch.
Did you ever take your shirt off?
No, I was not. I was pacing myself because it was my party, so I didn't go nuts. Next party, though. Now that I know what to expect,
shirts off, baby.
I remember that one time that I had that party at my old apartment, which was like the best apartment for parties
because
it had a balcony and like a huge living room space. I remember for New Year's, I must have had in my house in and out about 200 people, and someone broke a bottle of Johnny Walker Black. Yeah, that's like the worst thing that's ever broken at a party that I have.
The booze, yeah.
Yeah.
Sad people. Don't break booze at parties.
So anyway, we have a caller. New area code 717.
717, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hello. Hi, I'm just kind of listening, but I guess I'll talk to you guys. I'm making supper in the kitchen right now. I'm making supper in a kitchen.
Right. So wait, what was your name?
Josh.
And where are you from, Josh?
I am currently in Easton, Pennsylvania. That's where I go to college. I am from York, Pennsylvania, though.
All right, I don't want your life story.
Isn't that where Live is from? The band Live?
Where is what? Live is from York, yeah. I think one of the guys from Blind Melon is from York as well.
The dead one?
Actually, maybe.
He is Blind Melon.
Yeah, nobody cares about anybody except
Shannon. Yeah, right.
Shannon.
So, really, he's that guy from the Guns N' Roses video. I mean, that's what he is.
Oh, sure. I forgot about that. Yeah.
From the B video.
B girl.
Wait, no, he's from Indiana. That's how he knew Axl Rose.
So funny.
I think I think the band relocated, and let's stop talking about Blind Melon, please.
Why would a band relocate from Pennsylvania to Indiana?
Josh, you are the best program director we've ever had on this show.
Yeah. Blind Melon, goodbye!
Why didn't you warn me? Jesus.
We need a card.
We need a goodbye card.
Well, you want to talk about shitty bands from around. Wasn't Cinderella from around there, too, maybe?
Rob likes
Cinderella.
No,
they're not a
shitty
band.
They're from South Philly, and
Noah
I do
likes
not like Cinderella.
Noah would like Cinderella, sure.
Rob has a
Cinderella
poster in his wall.
No, Cinderella is
nobody's fool. Oh, no. Nobody's fool.
I've seen the commercial.
Yeah. It's not now that's what I call music. What are those compilations?
Monster ballads.
Monster
yes.
ballads. Thank you. Yeah.
Cinderella.
Monster ballads.
Sure, like you don't know the entire Cinderella catalog.
I probably know the entire commercial. Like the medley that they create out of all the songs.
Can you find that on YouTube, please?
Sure.
Wow, I'm sorry that I brought upon this horrible discussion.
Yeah, this is all your fault, John.
Well, while we're looking that up, tell us what you really called about.
He said he was just calling to listen.
What are you making for supper?
I don't know. It's cool. I don't know. I just maybe while I have you here, I'll say thank you for being awesome hosts. And it's nice to have some friends that listen to metal. Well, you're not my friends. That'd just be creepy if I said that. But
oh my God, we're really friends because you listen to us 2 hours a week. So it's like you know us. You don't know me.
Oh Jesus, Rob, shut up! Don't listen to him. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
But we want to know what you're making for supper.
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, I'm at school right now, so I'm kind of making some stir fry and ramen noodles. No, I have a cast iron pan. I like to cook.
Wow,
it's fun.
So you're in a dorm right now.
Make ketchup soup.
Yeah, well, I'm out in the public kitchen.
Is there anyone else around?
Other what?
Is there anyone else around you right now?
Not really, no. Somebody just walked past and gave me a weird look, but
stuff that we tell you to scream.
Yeah. I'm gonna get the guy to be ostracized in school.
Hell, even what's your major?
He's cooking dinner by himself while on the phone with us. He's plenty ostracized already, my friend.
Yeah, Rob, I have long hair and I'm wearing a Rolling Stones t-shirt and a pair of Converse, so don't really fit in around here anyway as it is. But,
who listens to the Rolling Stones anymore?
Suck.
Oh, Jesus.
This
show is like the dorm.
I have a Skeleton Witch t-shirt. They're pretty awesome. Baroness, Mastodon.
Wait, did you say Skeleton Witch or Elven King?
What?
Skeleton Witch, Rob.
Okay. Just
I thought I heard Elven King.
Gelatin Witch?
Yes, Gelatin Witch.
He's not Shlomo. I can hear everything he's saying.
Oh, I have the commercial.
I'm a government law major, though. I'm into the
is this really
law.
This is mono only.
Let's hear this.
Yeah, I'm
high enough.
Is this really what was playing on the background when you fucked?
How is this commercial? How is that? Almost Paradise is on a power ballad.
Do they have Danger, Danger? Let's get naughty, naughty.
That might be on the second one.
No, that's a deep cut.
Yeah. Winger.
I love Danger, Danger.
Skip to Mr. Big.
When you say Winger, you can't do that voice.
Winger. Extreme.
That's like
Slayer. Not Winger.
Oh, like it's a Striper.
Zarella right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is awful.
Scorpions, the band that doesn't speak English.
35 track collection.
357 tracks of songs that made you change the channel in the first place when they were on the radio.
This is the second one.
This is in stereo. Man. This is sold a lot.
Kiss forever.
Now they're bigger.
But see, that's a real power ballad, at least.
Monster ballad.
You think we are on both?
Well, they ran out. There's not that many power ballads.
It's a different commercial. It's a different commercial. It's a different release. It's like a re-release.
I just looked.
I gave him something to believe in.
Next. Don't miss this opportunity.
Damn,
to feel the power.
He clearly
of
didn't memorize.
Is that White Snake?
Yeah. Order awesome collection online at YouTube.
Winger.
Winger.
Like those ones.
Winger. Now, because every bad boy still has his soft side. You order Paul the number on your screen. Log on to
should that be the title of the episode? Every bad boy.
I got something for this commercial. Ready? Thank you. That's the new Wrap It Up. Goodbye.
This is the worst style of music ever created.
It's just pop. It's pop music. You can hear in that Scorpion song how bad their accent is. Like they're reading off phonetically off a of paper. To the magic of the moment.
They're because it's Spanish.
No, wasn't it?
Rock
You
Like
a Hurricane.
Rock You Like a Hurricane.
Oh, no,
Get out of
here.
Who I think Rocky Like a Hurricane, everybody knows.
Yeah.
But woman. Everywhere. I think that was, the Winds of Change was more of a crossover.
Yeah, they played it when the Berlin Wall came down.
Wait, play Woman. That's a good song.
No one knows.
No,
man.
Mr. Big.
Come on.
Mr. Big.
Woman.
No one
what's
get
woman?
Out of here. We have, we still have Josh on the line.
Yeah, hey,
guys. That's like, you're like into that, but that's the songs that everyone knows, you know?
Josh, I want to ask you an honest question.
I'm not saying you shouldn't be into it. I'm just saying, like, you know it, but we don't. Stop trying to incite. I always explain things.
Subliminally, you're really saying.
So, Josh, I just want to know, when we were playing those two commercials, were you, like, totally rocking out in the common area?
He had the horns up.
Like, oh, this is love that I'm feeling.
He put on his Britney Fox makeup. And,
sorry, I wasn't, actually. No, funny, though, speaking of Mr. Big, I do the radio station here. I have two radio shows. One's a metal show, and I'm, like, the only metal show that we have. It's funny, we have a large room of vinyl, and it's probably a good, I don't know, probably 800, 900 records. And I went through all of them and picked out all the ones that were shitty 90s hip-hop, and it was about five or six of them. And Mr. Big was one of those records.
I would have played that on repeat the entire show.
You would have. It would have been a Mr. Big rock block.
We have a request in the chat from Gorgrind. Actually sent me a private message. Gorgrind Waluigi says, "Hey, Darren, if you can get Steelheart, I'll Never Let You Go on cue. I will sing it for you guys." Anyone want to hear that?
Yeah, I think we do.
All right, get that going.
I know that song.
You're about to.
But, you know, before we do that, we should get... You want us to record a bumper for you since you have a radio show? We should all record a bumper.
We don't even wait till we're asked. That we just volunteer.
Would you like us to
do
it?
Wait,
first of all, why don't you plug your show so you can have, like, you know, five or six extra listeners?
Let's go.
Okay.
What's the name of the show? People will be updating
Wikipedia's about you next. Just watch out.
It is the Stone Cold Radio Show, 104.9 WJRH, Rockgate College Radio. You can find it online streams. I play underground metal, mostly of the thrashy, kind of doomy variety, or prog stuff. So it's there. It's good.
What's the website?
If you go to WJRH.org, and there should be a link to the show.
WJRH?
Yeah, he went into the pro voice.
Very professional.
It was good.
That was really good.
That was really good. We're going to need you to do a news break for us. Could you
call us? I can put one of those together.
Really? Next week, I want you to call in and do a news break for us.
Wait, I'm looking at the full schedule, and there's nothing on the calendar on the website.
Oh, he's lying!
It's a new semester now. The
semester's changed over. They don't have the new schedule up yet, but I probably will be on Thursday night at 10.
You're a liar.
Sid used to be a program director.
Shit, right?
That's how I met Sid at our college radio station.
He was our program director.
Which we could actually transition to, because Darren, you said you were looking up
old
clips from our old radio show when we went to college.
Well,
when we did this.
We did a show, it was you and me on the air, and Noah was like the producer with not as much of an on-air role.
Noah was our call screener.
Yeah, she used to like sit in the other room, but whenever she came on, she was funny.
But we totally brought you on air.
And we did that for like 3 years, and then Sid did like three shows with us. And I just found the three shows that Sid did with us.
Yeah, I need to hear those.
But I can't play them on the air. Like, they have to be cleaned up, because it's all one file. I can't.
Oh, I see.
Let's just scan to a random part and see what comes up. Just a little.
Really? You want to do
a Russian roulette of bad college radio?
Okay. No, it was actually
good college radio.
I was listening. Well, what's bad is the production quality.
Yeah.
That's the bad part. But just to do this guy's song first, and then cause I have to find.
Oh, okay. So wait, what are we doing for you?
Steelheart.
He's calling in.
Oh, that guy's calling. Oh, okay. So we're gonna hang up on Josh. So we're not gonna do a promo
for
this guy. Josh, here's the plan. Josh, hold on. You call in next week and you do a metal news report for our show, and then we will do a promo for your show. We'll do a trade.
Metal news report.
Right.
News report. Okay.
Yeah, a 2-minute report on what's going on in news, and we want it in a radio voice. You could even, if you want, you could even pre-record it, like that day, so it doesn't have to go live. So you can do a few takes.
Sound like the homeless guy from Cleveland.
But we want some pro shit.
Jimmy McMillan, maybe.
Or the rent is too damn high, guys, sure. But it's something, we'll leave it up to you. All right?
Okay, all right. Thanks, guys. Keep up the awesome work. Talk to you later.
No. We will keep up.
Goodbye! We tell the pizza destroyer to do book reports. We tell this guy to do a news report.
Yeah, really.
We just assign projects.
I like it.
Can we tell him to do something that benefits us at least? You know.
All right. So Grindcore Luigi. No. Well, Gorgrind,
Waluigi.
Pardon.
I don't know what his area code is.
Yeah, what's your area code?
How's
Gorgrind?
Well, it's the one
guy.
Oh.
There's a bunch of calls we need to know.
Let's try 480.
480?
Hello.
Pick red.
Hello. Ah, it's,
your voice sounds way different than I thought it would.
You sound like Nina.
It's Nina, yeah.
Oh. Hey, it's Nina.
What's up, Nina?
Hi, Nina.
Nothing. I just called in to say happy belated birthday to Darren.
Oh, that's very nice of
you. Didn't you say it was the first?
Yes, it was. I was sick in bed with like 101 fever.
No, but we went out.
We went out the next day
us.
Instead. Yeah, I felt better. But thank you. It was very sweet of you to think of.
You're welcome. And
just
happy
for that.
New Year's.
Thank you.
Thank
happy
you.
New Year to you. How's your New Year so far?
Pretty good. I've just been working a lot and going to school.
Mm-hmm. Well, since you're so nice, Sid is not going to give you a homework assignment. I dread to know.
Yeah, you don't want to know what
that would have been.
Oh, and also congratulations on getting engaged.
Oh, thank you.
Wow, she's all full of congrats.
And now say congratulations to Rob for getting laid.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Congrats on that one. Did you tickle her with your beard?
Aww. Nina is totally transformed now. Her popsicle witnessing days are over. She's like,
well,
a,
that changed her.
Yeah,
it made
like
her
a
woman
fork in
for the better
in her life. Yeah, either go into the popsicle room or you go the other way. She decides to go the other way, be an upstanding citizen.
Good.
No, yeah. I'm see, staying sometimes away from popsicles. I don't want to see that again. It was
that's
really
great.
Gross.
Thank you.
Sit on
I never
there.
Wanted
so,
to
some
be
of those
in the
only
first
ones
place, though.
Sid heard your testimony. Now he's seeking out popsicle
yes.
Events.
Maybe.
There's a Craigslist.
Are you going to do that on your wedding night or something, Sid?
Possibly.
Wedding night.
It's in play.
Yeah. Waiting for that.
Yeah, it's also true.
Sucker.
Why aren't you going to have like a big wedding or anything?
First of all, who said I wasn't? And second of all, I'm not.
But I thought you said you weren't. Like, you were going to do that. Just sign the papers or something.
Well, we're going to have, like, a party that day, like a reception-type thing, but neither of us are religious, so we don't need to, like, go to a church or synagogue or something to have, like, a whole ceremony. That's sort of corny.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, Nina, but we have to say...
I kind of wanted to save that for just when we have shitty calls.
No,
any calls.
You know, throw it to the ground.
Week.
Yeah. All right. Let's bury that soundbite. Anytime we get
it.
A new soundbite, we just have to murder it. Who do we have on the line now?
801.
Hey, guys, it's Eggers or Gorgrind Waluigi.
Oh,
I didn't know you were Eggers. All right. Now,
are you ready to sing for
you guys got a bowl of brown M&Ms for me, or I won't do it. I won't do it.
I get the
is
joke.
Van Halen?
Yeah, he's got a writer.
But,
in his contract.
Are we doing this or what?
Wah.
Do you want me to? I'll do it. Here, I'll try to hit it up the same time Darren starts doing it.
Huh?
Darren,
what am
Darren?
I doing?
Well, the music.
Playing the song, so...
Oh. Yeah, Rob's playing it off
I got
his
board. There it goes.
I got my lighter out.
Is this God gave rock and roll to you?
Angel eyes. Yes, angel eyes and smile. Lights up my life. Oh.
That's all you got?
Your
come on.
Dream come true. Now I'm holding you. And I'll never let you go.
Come on, everybody, join me.
I will never let you go.
Oh, my God.
I love it. I love
lay
it.
My eyes upon you.
The check
thing
for you.
What?
pronunciation. I have to give you that one.
I surrender.
All right.
Yeah. You're still going, man.
Well,
I thought that was great.
Someone in the chat said it's better than Falconer.
Oh. He's stuck in that voice like he's trying to talk, but yeah.
I hung up on him.
Yeah.
Well,
you played the goodbye soundbite. We have our last caller on the line for now.
Before the break, let's take him.
Shlomo.
Oh. The Shlomo Destroyer.
Excellent.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Shlomo.
Hello. Okay.
How are you?
This is cool.
Is this the first time you're calling in or something?
Of course. You know what's cool? I am doing the Google voice.
Uh-huh.
Good.
Can't hurt.
I'm trying to call, and it called my phone to call you.
Yeah.
So you
just
Google phone. What?
You just explain Google
Voice.
You can have Google Voice call you, and then it will call us.
What's the point of that?
Makes it sound better.
Well,
but he usually calls from a landline.
No, it's really for like international calls and stuff, so you wouldn't have to pay for it because you're going through Google.
Was he in Israel?
Also, it's if you're too lazy to dial yourself. Google will dial for you. Nice.
Big news in Shlomo world this week.
What
you guys didn't see on the Facebook.
No.
Shlomo likes girls.
Oh, he likes a group called Girls, right?
Yeah,
He's a fan of girls. Yeah. He quote unquote likes.
How do you add girl? Like, there's a group of girls, and you add that. I like girls.
I'm gonna make a fan page for
how
girls.
How short are the skirts that these girls are wearing, Shlomo?
Their tits are falling out of their shirts in that main photo.
Really?
Sure.
Are you looking
it's
at
a,
pictures
it's
of shoes?
What?
It's a group. It's a group of Facebook. Yo, dude.
What?
I have no
it's
idea what
group,
you said.
It's groups. I'm a group on Facebook.
Goose. It's a groups on Facebook. Yo,
groups.
Goose.
Groups.
Goose. Goose. Goose.
Of course. Groups. Groups.
Loops. Groups.
Groups.
Augustus Gloops.
Groups.
From Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Groups.
Is that what we're talking
of
about?
Of course. What? Groups.
So you like girls.
What?
Groups.
Yeah, girl.
He
died.
No.
Guru died. It was very sad.
No, it came off my
head. Are you allowed to have a girlfriend?
I mean, technically we are allowed to, but whether I have time to do it, not really.
Too busy.
He's too busy to give his heart up.
I mean,
really.
Yeah.
Shlomo is kind of a big deal now. Shlomo is kind of a big deal.
He's a celebrity now.
Shlomo, people have Shlomo as his ringtone.
Can you say philanthropic endeavors, Shlomo?
Oh, what?
I want to hear how it
now
sounds.
You're just picking words at random.
I want to hear him say philanthropic, because one day you might actually have philanthropic endeavors, and you should be ready to say it.
Isn't that the lead singer, Pantera? That
she's going to make that thing.
Philanthropo.
Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, yes. I wanted to say that you ever the site XNXX? You ever heard of the site XNXX?
XNXX.
XNXX. No, I haven't heard of it.
Is that a porn site?
Oh, it's a porn site.
What?
Shlomo.
Shlomo.
Oh, it's just porn pics and videos.
No. First of all, you shouldn't be looking at that. That's terrible.
Oh, my God. Wow. There's some graphic stuff on this. Definitely not safe for work, people.
Oh, Shlomo. This is what Shlomo China looks at.
What did you want to say about this
there's
terrible
like
site?
There's young girls on here.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's a Simpsons sex scene. And a 3D dog fucking a 3D Asian woman.
Wait, what?
Oh, my God. And there's a woman with a dildo screwing a guy. This is nasty stuff.
Shlomo,
or is that a tranny? Oh, it's so hard to tell.
There's a video of a woman getting anally sodomized with a baseball bat.
Shlomo, well, that's fact. Come on.
Shlomo, I want to ask you, why what is your purpose of reading?
Oh, my God. There's little kids.
He's
like a little kid.
Is there a popsicle?
The right. Giant dong on
click
the
on
roof.
Click on it.
Metal Injection Studios network has now been monitored by the FBI.
No, that's not kids.
The girl's got hair on her pussy.
They're just European.
The boy. The boy is a child.
No, they're European.
What? Come on, you know you want to click on it, Noah.
Comma
no,
zero,
you
know,
you could just roll
zero,
over, and it gives
zero,
you like a animated GIF preview.
No, listen, I want to get serious. Shlomo, how did you, you don't go to this website regularly, do you?
Yep.
Did your rabbi tell you about this website?
Nope.
Did you get recommended by your rabbi?
Rabbi.
No.
No?
Where's Shushy when you're doing this? Do you have to lock her out of the room?
She's not here. She's in school.
Yeah, but did she ever walk in on you, like, on this website?
Yeah.
Sorry. Have you ever been caught by your mom?
You really should not be looking at this. I shouldn't be looking at this.
Shlomo, have you ever visited the meat holes?
No.
Series Darren would like to recommend.
No.
No.
Sid, for Christ's sake.
No.
What?
I don't recommend any porn for minors. That's wrong.
Rob, are you okay?
I am not looking at minor.
I have the perspective of, like, behind Shlomo's monitor. Like I'm looking at him from behind the monitor, and he's, like, typing in meat holes. And then, like, there's, like, this light that emanates from his on his face, and he's just in shock.
By the way, I don't recommend meat holes for grown adults either. That's just wrong.
That's
for you.
I am new 18.
When was your birthday?
No,
what year? What year are you born?
No.
Is this like in the Jewish calendar? You're 18. Like Tishrev 14.
I am nearly 18.
What year were you born?
Nearly.
What year were you born?
Ben.
Shlomo, please. Yeah, be a good boy.
Born in 1991.
Don't do any of these horrible things.
No, if you
just call his mom dude.
I know people do. Okay, whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Wait a minute. Where is...
She's talked to us before. Why is she freaking out?
She
put her back on the phone.
Put her on the phone.
Oh, jeez. Well, Sid, now you're implicated.
It's fine.
Okay.
So Shlomo, please be a good boy. Behave yourself. Don't look at these horrible things anymore.
And tell your mom to wait her turn. We're
listen,
talking to you.
Listen to some klezmer, will you? That'll cleanse your soul.
Klezmer time.
Maybe we should play Peter Tittle, and his mom will feel better about him talking to us.
Or some pop. All right, cold.
We're gonna.
You ruined my cue. I was just going for that.
All right, so Shlomo, we're going to have to unfortunately say
to me the fact is that Peter Destroyer is like younger than me.
Peter Destroyer is younger than you.
I think he's yelling at me.
What's the point?
Well,
so
he's
younger.
So he can't look at porn. Neither one of you should be looking at porn.
Yeah, you should be getting ladies.
At least the pizza destroyer has a job.
He's a matzo destroyer.
What does the pizza destroyer do?
I think he said he works at Newberry Comics.
He destroys pizza.
I think that's what
really?
He does. Right,
yeah,
pizza?
Sick job.
I met them. My dad, yo.
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 No, we,
I met them.
I met them.
At the CMJ show, I stopped them.
They
were the people that I told the security on about the weed.
Shlomo, be nice to your mom.
I did not. They think you're my mom thinks I'm telling you pedophiles.
She thinks we're pedophiles.
Close enough, I guess.
Does she know that you called us? What does that make you?
And that you're 17.
I called Emma. I called you. They met you. Whatever.
Okay. All right. Shlomo, thank you for calling.
Wait. We just want to say.
Oh.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Oh,
goodbye.
We already did it. Yeah, we already did it. We don't want to repeat it. We don't want to put it that.
I thought we're going to bury the shit out of this thing, man.
Come on, we got to pace ourselves. We got to moderate.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Wait, I have a question for the Jews.
Yeah, go ahead. Here we go.
Everyone in this room besides you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. That's for all you people. Is there a euphemism, a Jewish euphemism for masturbating? Like, you know,
masturbating?
Like, yeah, you know, like we have like flogging the bishop.
I thought you were going to say for gays, because there is for that.
Well,
Fagula.
Yeah, no, I know that one. But for like for beating off, is there like a Jewish slang for it? Like
chopping,
pumping the menorah.
Chopping the matzah. I don't know. I've never.
No. Nothing? Nothing.
No.
No. Jews don't do that.
Jews don't masturbate. They don't have terms for
that. We're too busy doing it to think up nicknames for it.
We get laid.
But we're bad Jews. We do it.
No, doing it, I mean
masturbating. No. Not the laying. Maybe you know. I don't know. I don't know your personal life. Anyway, we're going to ease things
up. You're my friend.
We're going to ease things up a little bit.
We're unleavening the bread.
We're slicing the challah.
Well, we'll come up with some during the break and we'll see what we got.
All right, we're going to start things off with a little classic Judas Priest on WING. Here's Painkiller.
Bye.
You're listening to the only podcast that realistically simulates the sensation of anal sex. The Metal Injection Livecast.
Back to the race!
This is Chuck Blandington. It's time to return to the Metal Injection live cast. But first, I would like to publicly deny the rumors about me molesting the young robot from Disney's WALL-E. They are completely untrue. I like fully grown mechanical vagina. And now, here's the show.
Welcome back.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. We're here in half hour number four, I like to say. Still got a lot of show.
It's a little classic Metallica for you on that break.
That's right. That was a little Batarang.
What else did we play?
Older than some people that listen to our show, which is kind of crazy.
That's really true.
Before Metallica?
A lot, actually. That's a 24-year-old album.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Before that was 11th Hour by Lamb of God. Another album that came out before some... No. Came out in 03.
Eventually we'll get there.
Before that was Anata with Better Grieved Than Fooled. Before that we played a little Iron Sheik Descendants mashup by a user who I forget who sent that in. It was a coffee mug / I don't know, fucking bullshit.
I think it was a Cancer Scare, I'm not sure. I don't, whoever it is.
No, I think it was a one-time contributor.
Whoever submitted that, you just own up to it and we'll give you credit because I don't have the artist on the file.
Before that was Gorod with Programmers of Decline, and we started everything off, of course, with Judas Priest.
Yes! And that's older than most of us, isn't
that's
it?
That's older than all of us. Oh, well, that came out in 90, so it's not older than
that's newer than Master of Puppets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the band member is quite old, though.
But older than most of our fans.
Well,
1990.
Fans around average, probably. Painkiller. We have some fans that are like 30 and 40, but they don't like really get active in the chat, you know?
Yeah, I guess they have jobs.
Well,
now?
Some of us call, some of them call us from their jobs.
Yeah,
when
I guess
they
want to
pretend like
should.
They're busy.
More of them
fixing
should.
Cars.
That's right. And one thing we wanted to talk about, one thing we wanted to bring up, is we are going to have our second annual Livecast Awards very soon. We're hoping we're going to do that February 1st. That's what we're aiming for. It might be the 8th. Mm-hmm. We don't know yet.
I thought we should do it on the Oscars night week, the week before the Oscars. February 1st?
Yeah.
It's not a Wednesday, is it?
Is it?
I don't think so.
Oh, you're right. It's a Tuesday. February 2nd.
Okay.
Or the 8th. I mean the 9th. Mm. Yeah, the 2nd or the 9th. We'll do it. And we already came up with categories for awards.
It'll be a very user submission heavy awards show.
Yes, that's
before,
right.
Before we get into this conversation, we have a caller.
Oh, okay. Shit. All right. Well, let's.
Oh, shit.
I'm just saying we should just
let's
take the
stop
call.
Stop everything.
Because
I'm
know.
Sure it's going to be so worth it.
I don't know. Let's see.
What do we have?
No pressure.
We have 605.
605. You better be worth it, buddy. What's your name and where are you from?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Is this Hayden from Missouri? Hayden from Missouri.
Hello, Hayden from Missouri.
What can we do for you?
First time caller, long time listener? First time, long time?
Yeah.
Cool. What's up?
Very enthusiastic.
I just want to know what you thought about the new Alder Mandel.
What? I don't listen to All That Remains.
Yeah, I don't really like All That Remains.
All That Is Gay.
Oh, it doesn't insult the guy's taste, though.
Well, he didn't say if he liked it.
What did
you
think of
what
it?
What did you think of it?
I thought it was pretty good.
What did you like about it?
Some of their other stuff. Just pretty much the beginning song and the last song. The last song. It, though. Mm. I thought it was pretty good.
Just like okay. More catchy stuff. You like the catchy?
Yeah.
Catchy music.
Yeah.
Hey, that's cool, man. I'm not one of those people that hate on people that, you know, like stuff that I don't like, you know, like Sean.
Yeah.
Dude, life's short, man. Shit on everybody.
You're not an elitist.
No.
Okay.
So, well, thank you for calling in.
I'm in love with that sound, buddy.
I vote that call was totally worth it.
Yeah. Totally worth it.
No.
It sounded a lot better than you talking with food in your mouth.
When did
that
happen?
Oh.
Really? What a cunt.
I'm going to move the press.
Oh!
The
table.
That's okay. I'll take it.
Let's true. Get ready to rumble!
I knew we couldn't go a whole show without them smashing at each other at some point.
So, yeah, so back to our awards. And we're totally taking user suggestions in the comments this week. If you have suggestions for nominees for these awards or ideas for other categories.
Or you can just call in and suggest.
Yeah, we'll do that. But we're more open to nominees than we are categories. Just so you know. So don't get all mad when we don't use any of your shitty categories because no one to nominate for those awards.
You're a very pissy mood.
I'm not pissy. I'm straightforward.
Okay.
I'm the real deal.
If anything you suggest is good, we'll use it. If
exactly.
Not, we won't.
Yeah. Isn't that basically what I said?
No.
I think it's pretty
you
much
were just
right.
being very cunty about it.
Oh, what's up, Noah? I didn't know we were feuding. I didn't know this was a three-way feud.
But we should focus on the
Joe,
awards.
Make me put pretzels in my mouth and start talking with them.
No.
You don't want pretzels in my mouth.
When it turns to pretzels in your mouth.
So,
if you're fighting to live.
I'm sorry, I got carried away with the song.
So our nomination, our award categories so far that we have are Best Submission Original.
In other words, something you created the music for yourself on, say, a guitar.
Right.
And added clips that make it related to our show.
Right.
Would be an original submission.
Then there is Best Submission Remix.
Where you took clips from our show and mixed them with an existing song and made a remix out of it.
Right. And then we have Best Submission Shlomo Related.
Which there's a ton of.
And then we have Best Submission Chic Related.
Yeah, which there's a ton of. So yeah. I like the fact that this is going to be a very heavy user submission show because our fans contribute a hell of a lot to this show.
Right.
Yeah. I have a gigantic folder that takes about 30% of my hard drive of stuff they have sent.
Yeah, we basically compiled like every user submission we had into one directory, and there's like 40 or 50 of them. It's pretty crazy.
Shankletown wants to know if the Black Eyed Peas will be playing at the live cast. Probably. They play everything else.
They gave us a call. We haven't hit their publicist back quite yet. We don't know if we'll take them. Then we have...
Maybe we can get that vagina lady to perform.
Oh, my God. The first step is we have to have our show playing before their concert. And then we move up to them playing on our show.
Okay.
Just like Shadows Fall. Okay. So what else you got there?
So also we have Bit of the Year, which would be like a pre-recorded commercial or parody thing that we do. I think a few of the nominees we've already... decided on, like, some of the nominees is going to be the Somebody Gonna Get Pregnant.
Uh-huh. The sitcom.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't played that in forever. I already forgot what that...
We'll play it.
It was Sean-centric, though. You probably don't want to hear that. No.
Right. Yeah.
That another one...
in his mouth the whole time we recorded it.
Another one is the Peter Steele children's album.
Oh, the children on the wheels on the bus.
Which I'm pulling for, ultimately. Mm-hmm. Were there any other ones that we agreed to...
I don't think we agreed, but I can just go through them.
I like the Halloween voicemails.
Well, I was thinking that we the Rob is Too Damn High press conference.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
And figured that we can include our game shows in that category because we didn't have as many game shows, so that can all be scooped together as a bit.
All right.
How about Porno Mad Libs?
Porno Mad Libs is
that could be in it.
Can we nominate the one that I?
We can nominate anything. Nominate 40 things.
Yeah, no, you're part of the we. So.
Yeah.
You decide these
Sometimes
things.
I wonder.
Aww. Then we have On-Air Revelation of the Year.
Yes, which we shouldn't give everything away, but there's a few very good ones.
And if you guys can think of some on-air revelations that we made that totally blew your mind, please let us know. But please note that they have to fit into the revelation category and not these two following categories.
Which are
Best Erotic Moment. And that's the nominees for that so far are Sean and his prostate.
Yeah. Sean getting ass-raped by his doctor.
Sean getting ass-raped by his doctor. Noah revealing that she used a back massager to massage her vagina.
Uh-huh.
myself getting laid,
uh-huh, or you at the bathhouse with the old wrinkly nut.
Oh, yes.
Bathhouse.
Wow, I've nominated twice.
Wait,
my mom would be so proud. No, that was last year. That was already... I sang that song.
Okay. Yeah, I sang a song at the awards about it.
I can't believe you don't remember.
I wasn't here.
You never listened to the show.
I wasn't here.
Still down. And then there's the most uncomfortable moment of the year.
I'm not honest.
And
any interaction between Sean and Noah.
That's just Sean and Noah will be a nominee.
Most uncomfortable Sean and Noah moment.
That was just a teaser. Maybe we'll play that song too later.
You then
know
we
what
have
my vote is for most uncomfortable Sean and Noah moment?
Hmm.
When her period was late that time.
Oh, get it. That wasn't on the air, so we can't use that.
I actually went to St. Patrick's.
That never happened.
I saw it on Wikipedia, though.
Yeah.
Busted.
All right, then I guess it did happen.
Okay. Oh, by the way, Sean, did you actually get a follow-up on
do you have ass cancer?
Your ass.
Yeah. People in the chat know.
Oh, yeah, you guys want to know. I went in on December 9th.
Yeah.
No, they said the left side of my prostate is still a little tender. And the right side's totally healed back up again.
That's
so
great.
So now I just have to wait to go back into May 9th. Or
so now you get to kill yourself with alcohol.
Hey, you know, one all bite. Right. Man. I had two beers for work today. It was
really?
A wonderful morning. And
delicious.
And one for lunch.
Could another sexy revelation be Jenny telling that story about the kid who took his dick out in class?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. That could definitely be
Although that was not very sexy.
Well, it was for the kid.
That's sexual.
Would that be an awkward moment?
The category is best erotic moment.
Yeah,
that's
erotic.
A bit erotic.
It's got to be nominated for something.
I want Sid going to the cock house in the erotic moments.
Oh, that could be most uncomfortable
going
moment.
The cock house?
Where you
the
went kid. To your fiance's
Yeah. Okay.
Would that be erotic or would that be uncomfortable moment?
I think Sid was very uncomfortable.
Sid could be nominated twice and sweep the awards with that moment.
Sure.
It's like Titanic. You know?
Nice.
Then we have Call of the Year. And we have a few great calls this year.
Many.
I'm voting for Lucas.
There's definitely. I don't think Lucas is going to be nominated.
There's that guy that asked us about All That Remains. That was great.
No, there's definitely the guy who called in from the Honda dealership to pretend that he's working.
Yes, that was
that's a total nominee.
Yeah.
Then we got a weird Southerner who called in once a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
That guy totally has to be nominated because that was one of the most
Wasn't
random.
Wasn't it Bubba or something?
Yeah, Bubba from the...
That was just somebody playing a character, though. That was an actual
well, that's fine.
Guy named Bubba.
One of the nominees last year was the guy who was high on PCP and saw Alex Goldick's refrigerator.
I don't even think he was trying to be funny. I think he was just didn't that end up being the Pizza Destroyer maybe or no?
No, I don't know.
Somebody.
And then okay,
Metal FIFA
definitely is nominated. Someone in the chat.
Yeah.
Are we gonna get him to do a speech if he wins?
Oh yes.
I'd like to thank God. But this is great award.
But he's going to say that he'll only call in if we give him
Wait,
some free
what
merch.
What about Shlomo singing Slayer?
Yeah.
Well, that could be called.
I think there should be a Shlomo call category.
That's Shlomo moment.
Yeah, when Shlomo and his mom get on the phone.
Yeah,
like,
there's definitely. Okay,
no,
we've decided. We've decided the best.
The underground.
Dolphin soup.
Shlomo moment. Shlomo moment of the year.
Right. And then regular call.
Shlomo moment.
Shlomo moment of the year.
Yeah.
Good one, Russ Gnarly.
Good. Thank you. I want my own category do as well.
Metal FIFA of the year.
Please. I want my own category. Why does Shlomo get the category and I don't get one? What?
And then super fan of the year is going to be...
people who break into Wikipedia?
No. Good way to get disqualified.
A good way to be banned from the Shlomo. I mean, the super fan of the year. Shlomo sponsoring it. The Shlomo presents Superfan of the Year.
Shlomo presents Survivor Series.
The Of Course Award.
Of course.
That should be the Shlomo moment of the year award. The Of Course Award.
Okay. We'll get a big...
Superfan of the Year. Definitely one of the nominees has to be Jumpman Hats.
Of course.
Yeah. Well,
Shlomo. Shlomo has to be a Superfan of the Year.
Cancer Scare.
Definitely. Grobin. Grobin will be in
there. I want to throw in the Pizza Destroyer.
The Pizza Destroyer, absolutely. So there's our five. That's five? Or is it,
well,
yeah,
it doesn't
five.
Have to be five, though. We don't have to limit anything. But if you can nominate more guys, feel free. We'll look it over and add stuff. Were there more?
The final category that we came up with, and we can come up with more if we want,
right.
But the final one we came up with is Catchphrase of the Year.
which some of them include Somebody Gonna Get Pregnant.
Yeah.
Of course, has to be a rock block. I'm sorry, Rock Block. That's another catchphrase of the year. What else did we memeify this year?
Hang up on this fuck.
Yeah, Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
All right.
Uh-huh. Hollywood.
Hooray for Hollywood.
Hooray for Hollywood, definitely.
Fucking bullshit. I have an idea for another category.
Okay.
Best International Caller.
Oh, yes. I like that. I like that. Wow, we have different caller subcategories.
Yeah, we had the guy from Norway.
Yeah, Evan Squared and Thor.
And the guy from Saudi Arabia.
The soldier in Iraq. Right.
Soldier in Iraq.
Australia.
Was the guy from Colombia in this year? Yeah, I think it was this year. The guy who was getting his papers to come to America and while he was online.
No, I think that was last year, no?
That was
Venezuela.
You weren't there for that? It might have been last year. We have to see. We'll look through the archives. We'll look it up. then who else? We got the guy from Australia who got kicked out of Dave Mustaine's show.
Yeah.
They only called once, though. I don't know if that's...
Yeah. Oh, wait. But that was this year. So does that still count? Oh, wait. No, it wasn't this year.
This is the first show of this year.
Right.
who did
I had a brain fart.
Who did we say corner flour tortilla to first?
I think he was from like New Mexico or Arizona or something.
Oh, we have a candidate for best catchphrase of 2011.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Away.
Yeah. Oh, look at this! Best parents who called the live cast.
They'll call in again for the awards.
Oh, what about the guy? That saw. What's his name at the mall?
Kerry King.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that could definitely be call of the year.
Yeah, that
was that Luke?
Yeah, it was fucking Lucas.
Oh, so Lucas does get nominated for call of the year.
I was saying, man.
There we go.
That's my dark horse. Lucas is my dark horse.
Okay. Say that so lovely.
Gore Grind Waluigi says, best 3D Hulk outro song.
And then, you know what? The whole award nomination could be done in that song.
And now it's time for an award that everyone loves, the Sad Hulk outro song. First we have the Coco song, even though that happened last year. Now I'd like to sing about Sean's prostate being healthy for no apparent reason. I'm glad that you're not going to die of cancer.
Are you glad?
Because you are my friend.
Aww.
It's going to die in a terrible death of cancer.
No one's not glad. She was hoping you would die.
Do you remember when I sang this on my birthday?
Yes.
Getting drunk? That has to be nominated for like most awkward moment.
Right.
Rob being drunk.
Yes, Rob being drunk, definitely.
That's maybe best erotic moment. No. Most uncomfortable moment of the year. That's definitely a nominee.
Should we announce who's going to host the Livecast Awards or keep that a surprise?
We should hold that off for a little bit.
We have gotten someone big to contractually agree to.
Blockbuster host.
So we're not going to say who it is.
A-list.
Rob, what was...
Well, B. Let's say B-list.
What was the name of your friend from Florida that came in and sat in a few weeks
Paul.
Ago?
Paul.
Could he be nominated for most awkward moment for his entire
his
appearance?
His whole show. I like it. Yeah, definitely.
You just get the best guest. Is there any way we could do like most like transparent moment? Like when Sid talked about how he wipes his ass or like Darren with... Wait, was that this year with you coming and hitting the ceiling? Was that
no,
that
was last year.
Like one of our first shows.
What did I say about wiping my ass?
Well, maybe it wasn't you. Maybe was it you, Noah, that said that you dipped the paper in the toilet bowl water?
Yeah, that's
and
not
then...
me.
I dipped... I never said that.
She doesn't wipe.
Bob? Oh, you don't wipe?
No, I use the wet naps.
Is this a conversation you had on some other podcast?
my wiping podcast.
I would listen to that.
Right.
I could use some tips.
So, those are pretty much the categories and some of the nominees. Again, when we upload the archive of this episode, we invite everybody to... we'll post up these initial categories that we have, and we invite you to nominate people, and if we think that's a good nomination, we'll use it, and we'll finalize everything for next week's show, and that's when we'll start having the polls. And then on then on January the 26th, since we won't be here, since we're going to be on the 70,000 Duns of Metal, me and Noah.
70,000 Duns?
70,000 Duns of Metal of merch.
We're a party boat.
How many tons of that is not just Testament?
A bunch of those tons are Dino, Dino? From Fear Factory.
Well, yeah.
Gotta be careful. But since we're going to be gone, we're going to make that mixtape. It's going to be the nominee special. And we're going to have all the nominated bits that'll air that week. So you can hear everything, brush up on it, so you can make your final decision.
But also in the voting, it's, we're going to put clips up too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That won't come next week. That'll come a little shortly after. And yeah, so it'll be great. It'll be wonderful. Then we'll have our award show either the 2nd or the 9th of February. February. I've been drinking a little vodka. It's already kind of hitting me. There's a someone in the chat says best Thor related award. It's a little too
Thor related word.
Oh, word. What are Thor related words?
I think we're getting too specific now with that. I mean, it's good. I'm glad people are thinking on it, but that.
Oh, okay. Actually, that should be one of the catchphrases of the year. Should be Thor, 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 Thor,
Thor, Thor, Thor, Thor,
Thor, Thor.
That's
Thor,
definitely
Thor.
A catchphrase of the year.
Just one second.
And scene.
How about best show title?
Best episode title?
Yeah.
Who would accept that award?
Oh.
Would we just nominate every episode?
Oh, man.
Okay, too specific.
All right. So that pretty much concludes our
broadcast day.
Not yet.
No. Concludes our broadcast day.
That concludes our awards talk. So yeah, we're like I said previously, we're gonna play the we're gonna put these categories in the archive, and you can let us know.
Oh, somebody in the chat actually came up with, said what I came up with before the show about the best Trasher Thrasher band.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot to mention that. Yeah, we'll do that.
Thank
as well.
Thank you, K4RAT3.
Should it just be Thrash It of the Year? Regularly included.
Thrash of the Year. Okay. You okay, Rob?
I'm burping. Thrash of the Year. Okay. And Beluga Google is not eligible for that, right? Cool. All right. So, speaking of that, I think it's time for a segment that everybody enjoys.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No. No goodbye. We just started.
I was hoping to hear the Shlomo thrash it or trash it.
Okay. And what bands are we going to hit up first?
Well, the first band that I see, Spew 1494, is linking me to a WAV file.
Wait, what did you say? A what?
A WAV.
Don't do that.
Also, people can call us.
Yeah, you can call us, 646-929-1357.
I have a suggestion here in my private message.
Well, before we get, let's do the Shell Shock. I don't even know what this is.
Be careful, it might be a virus.
Yeah, the Mac.
Uh-oh.
He says there's
a long sample at the
sounds
beginning.
Like that that Shlomo goth remix. Remember that?
What is going on? Mommy, that's
can you forward 20 seconds in?
Still loading.
Because
did not burp.
Oh, I thought that was him. Uh-oh, here it comes. Breakdown. Sounds exactly the same.
Okay, what do we think?
All right.
Did one of you say drum machine at the beginning?
I did.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a part of the clip. I was like, why would they even say that?
Would have improved it, putting my voice in there. All right, what do you think now?
Oh, it sounds like the Refuse.
The Refuse?
Oh, it's just Refuse.
From Punk UL.
It's like the piece of destroyer. I like adding a duck. Shut up, Block Talk Lady!
It's a funny
song. Oh, now this is like Norma Jean.
Sounds like a Freedom.
Yeah.
I wish Norma Jean stayed like this.
Man, it's from Paris, France.
Oh, are they singing in English?
The song titles are in French. I don't know. Except for Charles Manson. That's one of the songs.
That's probably how you say Charles Manson in French, though.
Some Charles, right. Like Chateau.
I love everything about the music. Love, love, love it. Vocals, not too crazy about the vocals, but it doesn't ruin my enthusiasm for the song. I thrash it.
Sean?
I'm in. It's great.
That's it?
I would listen to it, yeah.
It sounds like Norma Jean. If it sounds like Norma Jean, Sean's in.
Oh, okay.
Well, Josh Scoggin, Norma.
Anything that remotely sounds like Norma Jean, sign Sean up.
Nor?
I don't really know what Norma Jean sound like.
They sound like that.
Or they used to.
Oh, okay. Well,
I have a clip of them if you want to hear it.
No, that's okay.
Oh. No. We should hear it.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
Yeah, might surprise
it.
You.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this is beautiful.
I told you, see, just give it a chance. Open your mind. Why do you think Sean loves Norma Jean?
Sean has such great musical taste. This whole time I've been doubting you for what?
No Scorpion.
See? Was that supposed to be a sick burn towards Nola?
No.
That she likes the Scorpions?
Not at all.
Because that wasn't a very sick burn at all. It was a mild burn.
So anyway, I'm like Darren. I really enjoyed the vocals.
Oh.
I like the frantic screaming.
And oh.
I like the drums and stuff. I wish that the guitars were a little bit more technical, but I still thrash it.
Mm. She still thrashes it, people. Darren, can we get a ding?
Yeah, man, my
thank
sound
you.
Out.
Thank you.
I had to turn down the Shlomo and I never put it back up.
Sid, what do you think?
For once, I didn't dislike anything about that band.
Wow.
I thrash.
Rob, you're the decider now, if this guy gets a prize or not. Pressure.
I kind of don't want to give him a prize. But I really like the band a lot. Like, I actually feel like I will go and check them out, seek them out, because I do enjoy Refused.
Not The Refused.
Hey, see, it's confusing because they have that song, The Refused Party Program. So just assume
it's the party program.
Right, I get it. I get it. The Confused? What?
I said it totally confuses me also because they have a song title.
Right. So
he didn't get that was an insult.
I got it.
I'm with, that, I'm was with that you. A medium burn, Rob? You want to burn my burn? Like that you burned Sean's burn? Yeah.
That was a non-burn.
Oh.
That was a wash. That was an ice. You iced me. I'm on one knee drinking Smirnoff. Anyway, I thrash it.
Oh, good.
So that's a 5 out of 5.
5 for 5.
So Gore Grind Waluigi. Are there any t-shirts left? I think
yeah,
I took them all.
Yeah, there are a bunch.
I got 10 more in my house.
Took them all.
I have some in here.
Okay.
Are there any of them red gourd?
Gore Grind Waluigi, are you a small or medium or girls double
one
XL?
Large.
He should private message you all that information.
Okay, fine. Do that.
Maybe he doesn't want to share it with everyone.
Rob doesn't know how to use email.
Dark Circumcision says, give him the shirt that Rob used during sex with the hole in it.
Would you like to take back another suggestion from these private IMs that I'm getting?
I'm getting a private IM too. Can I suggest one?
It's probably the same one. He's just spamming all of us.
Is it just an IM asking if you're really Noah?
Yeah. What is the band?
It's from Folkage. Is that the one that
yeah,
you're getting?
Yeah, that's what I. Well, I got a bunch, but that was just the
Plagues
last
of Mankind.
No.
What's the band?
Evil Deer.
Evil Deer with an A. Not like an evil deer that tries to get
I
hit by
it.
A car.
I was excited for a second.
Yeah. I like
way better band name.
Apparently they're Mexicans.
I wonder if they prefer a flour or a corn tortilla.
This will clearly sound like P.O.D.
Or Puya.
Or Los Lonely Boys.
They're from...
Remember that? Whatever happened to that
God.
Terrible group? The worst.
Los Lonely Puya.
Could somebody play a little Lost Lonely Boys for us now, just to remind us?
Oh, okay, I got.
What was that song that they had?
La Bamba.
What?
What?
No, here
it
is.
What's that song?
Rob really loves music.
it's like a slow mo roll.
We also have
a slow mo schmoll.
They did that other song, Smell Yo Dick, I think.
Oh, of course. So we have Funeral for the Rotten, The Fall of God, The Prayer of the End, or The Frozen. What do we want?
Funeral.
Fall of God.
Everyone pick a different one.
Fall of God.
Let's listen to their whole
My
album.
Mouse is closest to that one. Oh! Got to refresh. My flash crashed. It flashed my browser. It crashed my browser. Words. So difficult. So difficult.
But you keep saying them.
Can't stop. Won't stop. All right, here we go. Oh,
okay.
God.
Frantic, tick, tick, tick.
Tick, tick, tick. Loading.
Can that be there one of the phrases?
Tick, tick, tock.
I don't know if James just featured on this song.
Frantic, tick, 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 tick.
I know he's going to sue this band now for royalties.
Probably. It's our fault.
Oh, God.
Get to the point. Has to be very epic and long, you know that.
Yeah, usually it's good when it's like that.
I got what you did there. Wasn't lost on me. One note on
that PLD from Corn on Bass.
We're finally getting somewhere.
Are we?
Closer to the end.
If it's bad.
I wonder if these guys like at the gate. What do you guys think? You think they heard of them?
Probably not.
They're probably more Black Dahlia Murder fans than at the gate.
Listen at the gates perform the go in our soundtrack, our opening theme.
Yeah.
The other one is the
down. No.
Oh, bass drop. Whoa. That shit popped my ears.
I had my headphones low. I didn't hear it.
All right, what do we think? What do we think, people? Let's start with Sid.
It was a mess. No. Trash.
Really? That bad, huh?
Well,
by Hector Macho Camacho. Nobody gets that reference.
I know
who he is.
I get it.
Mexican.
I mean, they're totally ripping off At the Gates, and I like At the Gates.
Uh-huh.
So if you're going to rip somebody off.
I'm being told this is the wrong song to play by the guy that suggested it.
Too bad.
Tough.
If you think about it, though, for Mexicans to rip off At the Gates is very appropriate because they are often at the gates of this country trying to get in.
Yeah,
true.
So it's
trying.
Thus, I will give it a mild thrash.
Really?
Because of the immigration angle?
I can't go with it. It was just awful. It was derivative, boring. Hate it.
Sean.
It was a shit show, and the gang vocals affirm that.
So yeah, trash?
I thought the gang vocals saved it a little bit, but not enough. No, I'm kidding.
Only because it made us laugh.
No her.
Clearly, I am not enjoying this
solo.
A little bit. No, turn it down.
It's like first week of guitar school solo.
This is just someone just like doing hammer-ons like in one spot.
I'll hammer you on. Hey!
No.
Fine.
No, thank you. So I totally trashed this.
Yeah, I agree.
But I mean, if they're in Mexico and they're doing this, it's really cool. But we're in America and we're listening to it.
Adios!
So, sorry.
All right, so let's do Plagues of Mankind. Oh, no, this was another one from that same dude, so we're going to do a different band. Let's do The Roman Holiday.
And this is going to be the last one, or?
This is...
Or are we just going to keep doing this forever?
Let's keep this going. this one's from Missouri. Kansas City, Missouri. One of these is called James's Penis.
Oh.
Let's go with that one. Oh, like Hollywood.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Religion, my penis. Ooh!
Not bad, so far.
Looking like a car.
Yeah. Frank always puts this kind of stuff on his car. And he sits there playing with his hands while he's driving. Are you really scared? He's a good driver, but he goes nuts with fucking hand drums.
Drumming his hands while he's smoking weed
on
and
the wheel.
Driving at the same time.
Oh, I like it when he does that.
It's very impressive if he's sitting
I just want to let you know that there was a time where me and Frank were going to the movie, and we were like 10 minutes away from the theater. The movie was going to start in 10 minutes, so we had to get there, park, and get high in 10 minutes. And dude was multitasking like crazy. He was driving, had the pipe in his mouth. I was holding the pipe for him, lighting the pipe for him. As he's driving, he takes the hit. He's a true multitasker.
He's a pro. Yeah. Pro smoker.
What'd
pro
you guys driver. See? Marmaduke?
It was actually Saw 3. I want to say this was a few years ago. He's up to 6 now or something, right?
You actually paid to see those?
Well, that was back when Saw wasn't absolutely terrible.
Yeah, the first and the third were good.
It might actually have been it was the second one, actually.
It was Three Ninjas Kick Back.
By the way, I honestly remember that I was so stoned that you know how there's always like a really gruesome first kill?
Yeah.
I was so stoned that during the first kill, I was like, no, I can't look. And then I'm like, what's wrong with you, Rob? You're watching a fucking movie.
It turned out to be Beethoven's second.
That high.
That high.
Yeah, I wasn't even in Saw.
I was in
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Yeah,
you were at home.
Marley and Me.
Marley, yeah.
You were in your room watching XNXX videos. By the way, I don't think it's a good sign for this song that we're talking to.
Yeah, everyone.
I actually like
this. Yeah, no, it makes a really good soundtrack.
All right, Noah, you go first.
I love it.
Really?
I thrash it.
Okay.
Sid.
Sounds like a million other things that I've heard in Frank and or Noah's car.
Yeah.
And the vocals are boring. It's just the drumming is just repetitive. And okay, great, you can drum fast. Congratulations. But it's just like machine gun fire. It doesn't really do anything.
Yes, machine gun.
Then just listen to machine guns.
I like machine guns.
I trash
it. I like this band. I will say thrash it. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Machine gun solo.
That just reminded me, I think the Artillery Museum needs to be in the award show.
Is that this year?
Yeah, that was
Shinfo of the Year. That should be one.
Shinfo, yes.
And the Artillery Story could be one of that. Shinfo, by the way, short for shitty info.
Hey.
You didn't get it earlier.
I told the shitty.
gone.
Unlike the last two things we played, I hear some musical talent in this. I think there's something there, but it's really boring.
It's not something you want.
It's really derivative. No, but I mean, the other two were of the same similar kind of style, but poorly executed. So this, I think they're well executing what they're trying to do, but I hate it. So I'll give them some props, but I still trash them.
Sean.
Total snooze fest. Boring. I just feel like I'm at New England Metal Fest.
Didn't sound enough like Norma Jean.
You know, whatever. We all have our opinions.
Oh, well, we had one winner today.
And we only really did 3.5 bands.
Would you like to do another band?
Let's do one last band. One more, all right? Noah, is that all right?
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah, I live here.
No, your hair is very emo today. You got your... your bangs are all over your...
It's from my glasses.
Noah has one eye covered by her bangs.
Shut up.
Right,
it's
very cute.
Let's take Dark Circumcision's suggestion,
okay,
since he had a few good zingers earlier. Dismissed. The URL is myspace.com/dismissedblackmetal. Black metal from California, everybody.
There's a lot of scary
from the mountains people. Of California.
Yeah. Where it snows 2 days a year, the snow-capped mountains.
Well, in NoCal, I'm sure it snows a lot more.
Yeah. SoCal. Maybe they just moved away from Norway because they were sick of the cold.
So we have Prey.
He says Divine Dismissal is what you should
call it. We'll go with that one. Here we go. Dismissed. Divine Dismissal. I wonder if that's like a title track.
Alliteration.
Divine Dick-missal?
I wonder if these guys like Venom. Because it sounds like it was recorded in the same studio.
Oh, someone farted. Peace by peace.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I'm trying to listen to it.
Whoa, was that
a dog
barking? We gotta go back. We gotta go back. That was me.
Hey, Bruno is thrashing it right now.
That was me playing. Actually, it sounds like a dog.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like it fits right in.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
What? Doesn't get one of those edible wheels.
The singer says.
What is it?
I wish we could go back in time before we listen to that because it's trash. The vocals killed it.
Yeah.
That's what killed it.
Yeah, for me,
come
that
on.
Was less.
I'm gonna say this is pretty awful. But it's an awful that I can get behind because I feel like they're having a lot of fun creating awful music. Like
based on what? I'm a challenger on that.
Is that what you said about the girl you banged, by the way, that she's an awful you can get behind?
Oh. But she's having a lot of fun.
Not on the air. No, I like it. This seems like a fun band to watch live.
I think.
All right,
well, no one's telling you got to watch.
Sadly, they've never played a concert.
This is live.
Would know.
He said this cut is live.
Oh.
I'm just not hearing that.
Well, there you go.
I love the black metal from Northern California.
Oh,
Their
full location. Uh-oh.
All right. Look on Wikipedia.
Their full location is the Brink of Madness, California, U.S.
Ah! That's so, another incorporated township.
Total thrash.
No, it's terrible.
Yes, no, I thrashed it.
No, I'm talking about me. No, it's
clarify.
Well, you said Venom, a.k.a. like early Slayer, you know, before Rain of Blood type of thing. Hit the nail on the head. Sounds completely ripped off of that, but the guy sounds like a dog. And not in a good way. Not like caninus or caninus or whatever.
Caninus, yeah.
One of the vocalists, one of the dogs died recently. It's very sad.
Oh. It is very, it's very sad, bro.
Yeah, it's very sad that they can't just get another dog that sounds exactly the same.
Did someone put him down?
Trash.
You insensitive prick.
Overdose. It was an overdose.
Someone did put him down.
Let's do one last one, because this is a grindcore band.
What about Sean and...
Oh, no, I mean, who cares?
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot. Go on.
Rob, you're fired.
Yeah.
No, what do you want?
It doesn't matter. It blows.
So, there you go. Noah?
I am actually with Rob on this one.
Yeah!
glad we listened.
And but I do feel like they should listen to Darren's suggestion of adding animal sounds to their music, because I enjoyed that even more.
I spruced it up.
Actually, I would have thrashed it if the dolphin and shit was really
that
in
it. That was really in it. Yeah.
Okay. I still thrash it.
Okay. Well, you got two for a terrible song. So
all right. Last.
That's your opinion.
I know.
Last one for sure from Arkansas.
I thought that was the last one.
Well, this is a grindcore band, so it's only a minute song.
Okay.
I want to go with this one because I really like the title, I Hope You Die.
Sure.
This one's dedicated to Sean.
Sean already likes it, so I'll just...
Preemptive thrash from Sean.
This is not fast enough.
One of their top friends is Pap Blue Ribbon.
The name?
Dirt Cheap Drugs.
By the way, that's a really good line just now. Shaco Pound said the dog that sang for typo negative died also.
Oh. Whoa, what happened?
That was it.
That was it.
That was the song.
No, no, no. I accidentally clicked off. Sorry. Well, let's try that.
It doesn't
that was,
matter.
That was a trash for Rob. Wrap it up. Here we go.
This is grindcore?
The genres are grindcore / punk / religion.
Religion.
I don't think so.
All right, I can't even
like
get through
the
whole.
It's like a shit that G.G. Allen took.
I can't even get through all of it. What do you think, Sid?
As I said, it's like a shit that G.G. Allen took.
But I really like G.G. Allen.
Give me some of the song titles. What are the songs? That's how I'm going to
I Hope You Die.
You can't.
Crooked Cops. No Masters, No Gods. Lethal Injection.
Well, you know, the thing about a shit that G.G. Allen took is that it winds up in the audience.
Yeah, exactly.
Or on his face.
Or in
not
space.
On his face.
Oh, just
yeah,
in his house.
That's trash. That's
or
trash.
Some
the song
mouth.
Title
yeah.
stuff.
I will also trash it. I wanted to like it, but I do not.
I'll just
I mean,
keep it
wait,
going.
Wait,
God bless people from Arkansas knowing how to speak English enough to have song titles.
That's
pretty
good.
Impressive right there.
I mean, I'm sorry, Darren.
I already went.
Oh, you already went. No comment. Sean.
Very mild thrash. Doesn't bother.
If it has grindcore in the genre,
it's forgettable.
You, just,
forgettable
you can't trash it. You can't.
Say what he thinks.
I understand.
No, I said it's, I mean, it's forgettable, but like it's not really, you know.
It's forgettable, but.
It's a forgettable that you could be okay with.
Yeah, it's a forgettable I could be okay with. Like if they were an opening band for something, I'd be like, yeah, all right.
I hear
no,
that.
It's very,
design a t-shirt for
it's very circle pity.
You wouldn't throw your feces at
but
you would,
but
totally.
I'd stick
would you design a t-shirt for him?
He would design a t-shirt
yeah,
for him,
pay
but,
me.
But he would not stay for the entire set. He would leave after a couple songs. He'd once
oh, Shrinkletown's on a roll. Now I know why all the birds died in Arkansas.
Bazing! Noah, what do you say?
I would throw my shit at this band. Because they sound
but then there would be shit on your hands.
Wait, yeah. let's
I'll
try
love.
It, let's try to play that again, but put the animals into it again.
No, 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 no.
It might work.
No, 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 no.
Maybe it'll be better.
It's not going to work.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
Not gonna work.
So just go.
No. I go down with the ship.
Louder.
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 This sounds kind of awesome.
Well, I guess the animal sounds to me sound better.
That was good.
How did Larry King get in there?
My lifestyle determines my death style. Keep on Sunday, yeah, yeah.
All right, we're going to have to wrap up our show. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Tune in next week when we have another all-new edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. We're going to wrap things up with a little commercial for everybody's favorite sitcom. Somebody.
Oh,
thank you for
buying us.
Sorry.
Episode 100 next week.
Episode 100, we got a
big
show. Big show. We have special guests lined up.
members
okay,
of
what is
all right.
Okay, women's
members
of
two, members of two bands that I feel a lot of our readers and listeners and viewers definitely enjoy. One of which a viewer of ours asked for merch from. Will be calling into the show, so it's going to be a good show.
It's going to be a big 100th.
It's going to be a big 100th. It's going to be a blast from the past and a new guest. We're going to be huge. Here we go. Somebody going to get pregnant. We'll see you next week.
It's the new family comedy show that will warm your heart and tickle your funny bone. And coming this fall to Fox, it's
Somebody Going to Get Pregnant.
Yes, it's Somebody Gonna Get Pregnant. Sean Wilson is a regular guy who works 9 to 5 in a pregnancy test manufacturing company. But when he comes home to his family, that's when you'll get pregnant with laughter.
Dad, can I borrow the car to go out with Joey tonight?
Joey? Isn't that guy a little old for you?
Dad, I can handle it, okay? I'm 18 now.
Christine, if I let you go on this date, somebody gonna get pregnant.
Sean handles all the family disputes with his unique touch of discipline and good-natured loving.
Dad, Christine flushed my goldfish down the toilet.
So what? It was just a stupid goldfish. God.
I love that goldfish, you filthy whore.
Suck it, you little midget fuckface.
Hey, hey, guys. If you don't stop fighting about this right now, somebody gonna get pregnant.
The critics just love Somebody Gonna Get Pregnant. Roger Ebert said,
"Hello. This is Roger Ebert. Some horrible person stole my Roger Ebert voice producing machine. So I am forced to use this until the bastard who stole my voice brings it back. Fuck my life. Oh. Also, Somebody Gonna Get Pregnant is a tour de force of comedic brilliance. Now where's my money?
Somebody Gonna Get Pregnant, airing this fall right after China China Hey, and just before the Thor Schredstein non-musical musical variety hour on Fox.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me
fuck and bullshit.
Fuck there.
Yeah, just keep on thinking it's my fault.
Had the most perfect afro in metal ever. Then there was a whole bunch of metal bands that belong there. Well, there are a few that don't. Some of those fags. I shouldn't say that, too. But all those bands with the makeup and all that, they ain't metal. That's just not metal.
Not metal.
The big four, and well, there's only the four of us. And there's a reason why there's only four. I don't want the guy with the big fro on tour with me. I want to get paid more. Well, when people die, it leaves a huge hole. You just gotta take life for what it is, man.
You kicked my dog.
I remember how you were talking at the last show about the family. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not
Hogan in the ass. That's gay.
I know!
Sitting out front, think I'm getting locked up because.